Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, I am here with Mark Thomas of Mark and Shelley Thomas. And let me tell you what, folks, I know that you are all using photography today. In fact, Mark, when smartphones existed, pretty much everyone now has a camera in their phone. But the problem is that a lot of people don't know how to use it. And a lot of people that are authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers, we call them aces, they don't know how to make photography work for them. And you've been my photographer for years. I know before I met you, my sister-in-law took some and she's fantastic. But you've kind of said, you know what, I'm gonna follow Carrie around and I'm really gonna step up his brand. So Mark, first of all, why do people need quality photographs?
You know, hands down, I honestly believe they stand out. They're very, very noticeable. You get a professional photographer that knows what to look for a client, ask the right questions, is always ready on the side, is prepared for everything with the right camera, the right lenses, everything makes a huge difference. It makes a huge impact for people to stop the scroll and start looking at you.
Absolutely. I'm going to show the people just some of the photographs that you've taken at some of our events. Let's talk about this photo shoot for a moment. In other words, I was going to Shawshank to speak at the 25th reunion. And let's be honest, man, a lot of people couldn't come. So I want people to realize, like, there's two realities right now. There's real life and online life. And just because someone can't come to your real life event, I mean, look at these photos, Mark. You remember this shot here?
You know, every time I get with you, Carrie, Shelley and I get with Carrie, this magic happens. And we run with all these ideas. That's just the beauty of the mixture. That's the library over at the prison. You know, you notice that wall. We quickly set up the lights. We got your book where we need it. People can see it. This is where a professional photographer comes in and looks at something that a lot of people just walk straight by.
Yeah.
And something to make it look very, very noticeable and outstanding. That's an amazing image with a shadow, no less.
Interesting. Yeah. So the reason why we're showing this isn't because, you know, guys, I'm all excited about the way I look, right? I mean, just being real. But I'll tell you what, a lot of people cannot attend your physical events. They can't be there in person, but your photographer, if you have a good photographer, what they will do is they will allow your followers, your friends, your family to engage in the event, even though they weren't really there. Like, I mean, that's what a really good photo album does. Don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, stepping up with the branding, the marketing of what you are all about, you're getting an amazing amount of content for all sorts of Instagram to Facebook to LinkedIn and everything, where you can just keep posting and reposting those images and bring people back to those memories. This, you know, the prison photo shoot was just absolutely amazing. I just love going there.
So if someone says, hey, Mark, I got somebody who's a photographer, you know, who can be my friend and take photos, what should they be looking for? What should they tell their photographer?
The advice I give straight across the board, whoever you're using, have an amazing amount of dialogue with them. Make sure that they understand what you are looking for. Because what ends up happening, if that doesn't mix, the photographer takes on an unknown style that you may not like. So you have to collaborate and understand what you're looking for. If you're going to the zoo, you're going to the, you know, the downtown, you know, I always say Carrie's a brick and mortar guy. He likes that look versus maybe for right now out in the woods on top, on a lake.
Interesting.
So we look for that information. I always tell people also, depending on who your photographer you're choosing is, if they say they do branding or marketing photography, ask them to send some samples over. If all they do is take pictures of babies and dogs and kitty cats, not that they're not amazing photographers, that may not be what you're looking for, and you might get a little disappointed at the end. So if they are a branding or marketing photographer, go, great, send me over literally a dozen images. And if it's all cheeseburgers and french fries, that's marketing, that's branding, but that may not be you. So
I love that. Michelle from Montreal says, ask to see their portfolio. What a tip. Yeah. I'm going to take people to our Facebook page because you know the stats, Mark. If people put just text on their Instagram or just text on LinkedIn, how different is the engagement of text versus photo? And then we will talk about even like good photos.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
They definitely complement one another. Everybody's in such a fast motion pace. They're not going to sit there and read something. I always tell people when you're flipping through a magazine, you're at the airport and you see this amazing image, whatever it may be, it stopped you and you're going to read it or read whatever the column may be. When you start mixing an amazing image to slow the scroll down and you put some verbiage in there in a reasonable amount of format, it doesn't have to be two words. It doesn't have to be 22 words, but something reasonable. People will have a tendency to slow down. I forget the statistics that, your mind processes like 60,000 words in a blink of the eye that writing doesn't do. That's why an amazing image has to be captured from the get-go.
Yeah, someone once said something like, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but then something like, I forget the exact quote, but then they take it to the next level and they say like a picture is worth, in other words, you can say so much with a photograph. And let's just take people in. Let's show them some of these photo shoots and give them some background story to some of these things. Cause we want people to succeed. I mean, I was very not camera friendly in the beginning when I first became an author. I kind of was like scared and I didn't know what to do. And, should I look at the camera? Should I not? And it looked fake. And now you and I have kind of evolved into this like crazy thing here. But let's talk about this one for a moment. Like what's important about the brand, the look, the quote? I mean, you can see like it got a bunch of comments, bunch of shares.
I mean, this was shot at one of your fellowship meetings that I attended, and and Kerry's talking to a live crowd. He's being very, very authentic. What I like to do, that he's not staring at the camera, giving that fake smile. He's literally talking to everybody, which are amazing shoots. We've got his logo, someone in the back. He's got verbiage on there, a screen. There's a lot of things happening that mix up why you're up there with your hand talking.
Yeah. And I like what you're saying. So it's very tough to do a photo where you're pretending to talk because it doesn't look real. You captured one and we'll find some ones that we like. Like you can see, I'm even using other people's photographs, with permission, on Unsplash, but let's face it. Like some of these pictures, like, you can't beat your own brand. Like you don't want to put this picture with your brand because that's not me. Right. So how important is it that people develop their personal brand?
Unbelievable. And you may not get it the first time. You might not get it the second time. It's a process of trusting your photographer, what you want, looking around and then experimenting a little bit and then coming up with what really holds true to you.
Yeah. Again,
there's another fellowship photograph. You're Kerry's literally talking to somebody.
But you can see somebody's head right there. Even
you are in the zone. Yeah. And what a perfect image just to come up and capture it. So
we'll call these action shots. Shots where, as a speaker, like think about it this way, folks. If you say you're a speaker, and you're never photographed as a speaker, what do you think the person who brings in speakers is going to think? They're going to think, are you legit? Like, do you speak? Mm-hmm. So getting you in action, you've gone over the top with some of these coming up here. I mean, these are cool and all that, and you do a great job, but some of these new ones, we got to find them, Mark. They kind of blow my mind. Like, you went to a whole new level with some of these. These are a little bit, I don't know, edgy. Would tell them about this day. Tell them why we're on a parking garage. Tell them.
Yeah. What a great day that was. It was a Sunday morning. Shelly and I got there, as we typically do, about 45, 50 minutes early to sort out everything for the client. I mean, even though, you know, Kerry's my friend, but he's a client, and he showed up, excuse me, and we had about 7 or 8 locations that are all within 50 feet, and we're 9 stories off, you know, downtown. Downtown is, there's nobody around. We've got this whole place to ourselves, and the ideas start coming up and flowing with this theme of this glass of water. And it was just, I just love when we're dealing with clients, they come up, every idea is a good idea, and we're going to photograph it and put it together. And, you know, like this, we were playing with shadows and empty glass. We converted this picture actually to black and white, and they literally went in and colored the blue in to draw you into that image.
Wow.
That's a powerful image.
That's fantastic. I mean, here's one that you know, I couldn't fly you down to Miami, but my buddy Tyler and I, like, we realized that the whole day we shot a course and we didn't get any pictures. And so this is us afterwards at dinner. But I feel like if we would have missed, like, here we launched this product and we almost forgot to do the photos.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to people who are doing, you know, remember this one?
Oh, the library.
Yeah.
And it was warm in there that day, if I recall. We noticed the sign above him. Shelly and I worked really, really fast. We have this amazing light coming in from the windows. No, there was a few people there, but they kind of left us alone. I said, Kerry, just take a seat there. Shelly got the one speed light off one side. I was able to paint the other side. And we tricked the camera a little bit. We forced the camera to see what I could see. We painted it a little bit with what's called HDR to make it very, very dramatic. And, you know, you notice the ladder in the back, the windows, the cracking ceiling, and this lone soul sitting in an area where it's referenced. You know, yeah. I mean, what a cool shot.
And then what I say is, like, again, I'm a writer, so I say, if you're sitting in the desert today, don't despair. The desert is a place of isolation, preparing you for your next chapter of exaltation. God is doing deep work inside you. Embrace the darkness. You will soon stand in the light. And people might be like, well, that's real nice, Kerry. But look at this. Someone down here says, these words arrived timely. And I mean, we see this all the time where someone says, like, oh my gosh, the words in the, but if we didn't have the picture, they wouldn't have cared about the words.
You know, what amazes me too, and I've talked to a lot of people since Shelly and I have been really getting into this, they have an event and they don't photograph it, or they trust something to do with their cell phone, and then, or they don't get a professional photographer or somebody that's, hey, is a weekend warrior. They miss an amazing amount of marketing information put out for the next year, or even to market themselves. If you have an event, you don't photograph it, you really didn't have an event. So
yeah. Well, and again, I mean, you do things with shadows and, you know, my own quotes from the books, and you're seeing, like, these things are getting a lot of shares. And I just think it's important that, oh, remember this one here where we just kind of, that was fun, right?
Yeah, we were working. We went for 45 minutes, never walked more than what, 35 feet from where our cars were parked, because we kept finding shadows.
Different angles, right?
Everything.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, here's some more. So why, let's talk about this here. What if someone says, Kerry, like, here's one. Remember this one? I'm getting pictures. Let's talk about just getting pictures and not worrying about how you're going to use them.
Yep.
You just got me talking to a person, but then you see how I blend it with a sale. So fast action bonus, upgrade to VIP and receive a private round table.
Yeah.
We didn't set this up.
No.
You overshot it, and now you give me a bunch of photos and you say, use them. And then I drop them in for the buyer's journey. So let's talk about that. Why is it good to just have a bunch of pictures on hand?
You never know what you're going to use it for. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Every day, it's like a big ice cream store. That's why Baskin Robbins has 31 flavors. You have no idea what's going to happen the next day or what you're going to be hungry for. There could be an image that pops out that makes sense today. You know, we tell our clients all the time when you show up for a photo shoot, they go, what should I wear? So bring a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Well, let's talk about that. When we were on the, I mean, people would probably be shocked, but when we were on the roof, I brought out 20 shirts or something crazy. Now I only wore like four,
right?
But Shelly said, don't wear that one. Wear that one.
Yep.
That one's not going to match. Why is the right photographer, why do they know all that too?
It's obviously some training involved with it. And that's what you're paying us for. You're paying for us for our expertise. We're going to come towards you and say, this is what we want you to bring, what you want to wear. And I've told people, especially if we're in-house in a studio situation where we're, you know, it's cold outside, I'll tell them, Bring a shirt that for summer. Bring a sweater for winter. Let's do a photo shoot that you've got four seasons.
Ooh, that's good. Listen to that, folks. So if I'm putting pictures out there of myself in shorts and it's January on my social media, it's going to feel really inauthentic.
Right. I do that all the time. I go, it's January. Bring a Hawaiian shirt. It makes sense. You'll use it in the spring. So we're giving value back to our client and not shooting everything in the fall time.
Oh, that's good. That is so good. Awesome. So Mark, couple things here. We're headed to Shawshank.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a whole year since I've been there, but it's one of my favorite places to go. We bring our mastermind there every year. So Fire Ring Mastermind. And, people get, I mean, you know it, we have connections. So we get like the backstage, we go places where you can't go on the tour. But then you, my friend, said, hey, Carrie, can I bring my camera and take photos of some of your mastermind people if they want? Mark, I was amazed to get your texts the last 24 hours because we put out there a limited amount of spots. And how quickly did those spots go?
Yeah, we're offering two different photo shoots. Where we're all gathering is air conditioning. We are bringing in an artificial V wall in, which could be black, white, or we can shoot on brick. And these are going to be three photos with your book, just you or whatever. And these can be used for social media, marketing. It's up to you. And they're going to be giving an amazing edit to them. And that's from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And these are during breaks. These are 3 and 4 minute shoots.
Yeah.
Incredible value. You're never going to see that kind of value at the price that we offered it at $50. You're not going to get these kind of three headshots for $50.
Exactly.
And then we're going to on a limited basis, we're going to bring you into the prison at one location at one of the jails where, you know, if it fits your brand and it makes sense to you, we're going to be setting up some 15-minute scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're shooting in there. Shelly and I will be directing it and getting some amazing images. And that's at a dollar price of $200, but that also includes the indoor shoot where the air conditioning is and everything else. So that's booked. We have to sit down for another hour. That literally booked in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're already
sold out of these.
Yeah, out of the option two. So we're going to add, because that was from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So we're going to add another from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So
people might be watching this, and they might not even be in the Firing Mastermind, which is totally fine. Hopefully they got a ton of tips today. Bring multiple wardrobes. Ask your photographer for a portfolio before. Shoot in different seasons, even just the shooting with some wide space.
Yeah.
You know, for the words, like you'll notice Mark doesn't just get me and then I can't put words on the image. He gets me with a lot of talk about that, the white space behind me.
Yeah. We always ask our clients, if they're going to be putting out some verbiage. So we purposely will shoot to the left, to the right, have them point, whatever it may be, or just literally sit there and have some space. So we always include that in on our clients, especially when it works in their favor. There you go.
Yeah. So you got all this space over here. And what I do, folks, I get a list of my quotes. So, I mean, there, even the eyes, naturally, all branding says they follow the eyes. So you notice I'm not turning my head this way, because then it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
I mean, you've been following me for a long time and you got the shadows going on. So Mark, it has been amazing to work with you, and you've really stepped up my brand. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, is to say, hey, you know, folks, learn these tips, because photography is a large part of branding. And Mark, where can people find out more about you?
We just redid our website, and it's markandshellyphotography.com. You can follow us on Facebook or on Instagram. We're still working on our website. It just came up a week ago, but you'll see what we do. And we really, truly specialize on the entrepreneur, the influencer, the small business. There's a niche in there that nobody's touching upon. And again, I emphasize that is our focus. You know, if you're calling me up to take pictures of your newborn baby, I'm probably not the choice for you right now. We really thrive on you being on stage and you getting seen out there. There's no doubt. And that's our passion.
I love that. And it's good. It's good to have a niche. It's good to not say, you know, I shoot everything, because you really have grown. Like, I've noticed the quality that you put out has even grown in the last 4 years that I've known you. Yep. Chrissy says, can you take pictures of my newborn giraffe? Maybe just for Chrissy.
Just for Chrissy. I love her.
Yes. Yes. So this is great. And again, if you're in firing, folks, our private mastermind, you know, and you want the Shawshank shots, reach out quick. You know where to go in the private Facebook group. But if hopefully you found a ton of value today, I learned a ton. I like that season thing. I never really thought of it that way. But yeah, you don't want to be putting out, you know, and I'll give you an example. When we used to run a ton of Facebook ads, we would have this one really good picture, but it had two women with a winter hat and snow. So, you know, like, we can't be running that in June, because it looks like, what? That ad doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I'm with you. Well, Mark, thank you. Thank you so much. Any last thing that you want to share, my friend?
No, just get hold of us. We'd love to help you out. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We want to be your photographer. Absolutely.
Awesome. Folks, have a great day. Mark, thanks for being here. Say hi to Shelly, okay?
We'll do it. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. We invite you to join us at our annual Igniting Souls conference, designed for authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. You can learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there.